Welcome to Yankee Stadium in New York, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the New York Yankees. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The first baseman, Tommy McGraw. Batting second. The second baseman, Don Buford. Batting third. The right fielder, Floyd Robinson. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Pete Ward. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Gene Stevens. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Dave Nicholson. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Ron Hansen. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jerry McNairtney. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Gary Peters. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Gary Peters. For the New York Yankees. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Clete Boyer. Batting second. The second baseman, Bobby Richardson. Batting third. The right fielder, Hector Lopez. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Mickey Mantle. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Tom Tresh. Batting sixth. The catcher, Elston Howard. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Joe Pepitone. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Phil Lynns. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Raleigh Sheldon. Pitching for the New York Yankees, Raleigh Sheldon. And now, play ball. Tommy McGraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGraw hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Sheldon fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Richardson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson takes first base on ball four. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Lynn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Clete Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bobby Richardson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richardson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Hector Lopez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopez hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mickey Mantle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantle takes first base on ball four. Lopez moves to second. Tom Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNairtney throws to second, with Hansen covering, and has Lopez trapped. There's the throw to Ward, who tags Lopez for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Yankees nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens takes first base on ball four. Dave Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson strikes out. One out. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen hits a line drive towards the mound. Sheldon catches it and throws to first to double up Stevens. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Tom Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ward fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Elston Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard takes first base on ball four. Joe Pepitone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pepitone hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCraw scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Pepitone for the out. Howard moves to second. Two outs. Phil Lynes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynes is walked intentionally. Raleigh Sheldon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheldon is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Yankees nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jerry McNairtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNairtney hits a pop-up towards first. Pepitone settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gary Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Sheldon fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0 for 1 in the game. McCraw hits a fly ball into left field. Tresh settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Cleet Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer is 0 for 1 in the game. Boyer hits a fly ball into center field. Stevens settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Richardson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richardson is 0 for 1 in the game. Richardson strikes out. Two outs. Hector Lopez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopez is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Lopez hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ward fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Yankees nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0 for 1 in the game. Buford hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Richardson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Robinson hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Tresh. Robinson reaches second base with a double. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0 for 1 in the game. Ward hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boyer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Robinson moves to third. Two outs. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Stevens hits a fly ball into center field. Mantle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Mickey Mantle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantle is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Mantle hits a line drive into right field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tom Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 0 for 1 in the game. Tresh hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Elston Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Howard hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCraw fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Joe Pepitone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pepitone is 0 for 1 in the game. Pepitone hits a fly ball into center field. Stevens settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Yankees nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Dave Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 0 for 1 in the game. Nicholson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lins fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0 for 1 in the game. Hansen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lins fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Lins. Jerry McNairtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNairtney is 0 for 1 in the game. McNairtney hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hansen moves to second. Gary Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 0 for 1 in the game. Peters hits a fly ball into center field. Mantle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0 for 2 in the game. McCraw hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Richardson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Phil Lins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lins is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Lins hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCraw scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Lins for the out. One out. Raleigh Sheldon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheldon is 0 for 1 in the game. Sheldon hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Cleet Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer is 0 for 2 in the game. Boyer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ward fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Yankees nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0 for 2 in the game. Buford hits a fly ball into left field. Tresh settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Robinson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0 for 2 in the game. Ward takes first base on ball 4. Robinson moves to second. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Stevens hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Howard settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 0 for 2 in the game. Nicholson hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 3-0, White Sox. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0 for 2 in the game. Hansen takes first base on ball 4. Jerry McNairtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNairtney is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. McNairtney hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lins fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Mike Hershberger now playing center field. Gene Stevens now playing left field. Bobby Richardson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richardson is 0 for 2 in the game. Richardson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Peters fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Hector Lopez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopez is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Lopez hits a pop-up towards short. Hansen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mickey Mantle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantle is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Mantle hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. McCraw settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Yankees nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Gary Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 0 for 2 in the game. Peters hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Richardson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0 for 3 in the game. McCraw bunts towards the right side of the infield. Richardson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0 for 3 in the game. Buford hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Mantle. Buford reaches second base with a double. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Robinson hits a pop-up towards short. Boyer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Al Weiss now playing second base. Tom Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Tresh hits a line drive into left field. The ball bounces into the stands for a ground rule double. Elston Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Howard hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tresh scores. It's 3-1, White Sox. Joe Pepitone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pepitone is 0 for 2 in the game. Pepitone hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Weiss fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Phil Lins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lins is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Lins hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Hansen. Pepitone moves to second. Roger Maris pinch hits for Raleigh Sheldon. Roger Maris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maris hits a line drive towards short. Hansen reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cleet Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer is 0 for 3 in the game. Boyer hits a fly ball into right field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Yankees 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Pete Mickelson now pitching. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Ward hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Mickelson fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Stan Williams now pitching. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Stevens is called out on strikes. One out. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Williams fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Hershberger. The throw from Howard and he is safe. Hershberger steals second. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Hansen takes first base on ball 4. Jerry McNairtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNairtney is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. McNairtney hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Richardson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Yankees 1. The Yankees will come to bat. Bobby Richardson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richardson is 0-for-3 in the game. Richardson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Peters fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Hector Lopez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopez is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Lopez hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Stevens. Lopez reaches second base with a double. Mickey Mantle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantle is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Mantle strikes out. Two outs. Tom Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Tresh hits a line drive into left field. Stevens settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Yankees 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Archie Moore now playing right field. Hector Lopez now playing left field. Tom Tresh now playing center field. Gary Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 0-for-3 in the game. Peters strikes out. One out. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0-for-4 in the game. McCraw hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Lopez. McCraw reaches second base with a double. Al Weiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiss strikes out. Howard drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Weiss out. Two outs. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Richardson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Yankees 1. The Yankees will come to bat. J.C. Martin now catching. Elston Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Howard hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Joe Pepitone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pepitone is 0-for-3 in the game. Pepitone hits a line drive to center field. Hershberger throws towards Hansen. Hansen fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Hansen. Howard moves to third. Pepitone moves to second. Phil Lins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lins is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Lins hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. McCraw settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pedro Gonzalez pinch hits for Stan Williams. Pedro Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Howard scores. Score that a fielder's choice. It's 3-2, White Sox. Cleet Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer is 0-for-4 in the game. Boyer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ward fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Pepitone moves to third. Gonzalez moves to second. Hoyt Wilhelm now pitching. Bobby Richardson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richardson is 0-for-4 in the game. Richardson hits a fly ball into left field. Stevens settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Pepitone tags and scores. Gonzalez tags and moves to third. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's White Sox, 3, Yankees, 3. Hector Lopez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Boyer. The throw from Martin and he is safe. Boyer steals second. Hector Lopez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopez is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Lopez strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Yankees 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Hal Renef now pitching. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Ward takes first base on ball 4. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Stevens hits a ball on the ground towards first. Pepitone fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 0-for-1 in the game. Hershberger hits a fly ball into left field. Lopez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0-for-2 in the game. With two walks. Hansen hits a fly ball into left field. Lopez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Yankees 3. The Yankees will come to bat. Archie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore takes first base on ball 4. Tom Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Tresh bunts towards first. McCraw scoops it up and throws to first, with Weiss covering, for the out. Moore moves to second. One out. Elston Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Howard hits a fly ball into center field. Hershberger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Moore moves to third. Two outs. Don Mossy now pitching. Joe Pepitone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pepitone is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Pepitone hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Moore scores. The game is over. The final score, New York Yankees, 4, and Chicago White Sox, 3. Goodbye from Yankee Stadium in New York.